For months, fans of the British post-punk band Joy Division have been anticipating Anton Corbijn's film, Control. It got ecstatic reviews in Britain. The movie tells the story of the group's lead singer, Ian Curtis, who committed suicide in 1980 at the age of 23. Control finally opened an exclusive run in New York this week. Critic Bob Mundello says the film spins new variations on a music business story that's all too familiar.
The year is 1977, and 20-year-old Ian Curtis is living with his folks, falling for and marrying his best friend's girlfriend, working a day job, and playing with his buddies in a band they call Joy Division. Like most Manchester rock bands that get a little traction with the public, they spend all their time playing in tiny clubs for peanuts. But unlike most bands, they also attract the attention of Tony Wilson, a TV rock show host, who offers to mention their extended play disc on the air. A break that somehow feels anticlimactic.
But that's us.
A band called Joy Division.
This is an EP, an ideal for living. And that wraps it up for tonight. Keep the music coming in. Next week, we have The Clash live in the studio.
We've just been on telly, lads.
That was bollocks. He didn't even say if he liked it or anything.
Of course he liked it. He waved it in front of a camera like that.
Forget the record. He's got to put us on.
A few insults later, the host agrees to do just that, a decision he almost immediately has second thoughts about.
We are live, so no swearing or they will cut you off.
What about arse?
What?
Is arse a swear word?
Arse, yes, it's a swear word.
No, it's not.
Third, out there, I know arse isn't a swear word. Here, in TV land, arse is most definitely a swear word.
What about big dog's Can you say that?
They're goofing around. Punk alienation turned into a joke. The show does go on.
Seeing as how this is the first television program which brought you the first appearances from everyone from the Beatles to the Buzzcocks, we like to think we bring you the most new and interesting sounds in the Northwest. They're called Joy Division. This is called Transmission.
Now, this is probably starting to sound like every other singer biography Hollywood's ever made, so let me back up a bit. Control is about losing control, but it's very precisely made. It's in black and white, partly as a nod to the bleakness of the songs, and partly because first-time director Anton Corbijn made his name as a still photographer. He shot photos of the real Joy Division in 1979, and he knows the value of keeping images pristine. Just as important, he's kept the music pristine. He has the actors performing the songs live on camera, and the effect is striking. Actor Sam Riley is a near double for the real Ian Curtis, and clutching the microphone as if it's the only thing keeping him standing, he's plenty persuasive.
Listen to the silence, let it ring on. Eyes dark, gray lenses bright under the sun. We could have a fine time living in the night. Left the blind destruction waiting for our side.
For comparison, here's the real Joy Division. Is good enough that at times the film feels almost like a documentary, following its leading man from the apartment he shares with a wife he married too young, to the clubs where he sings of a loss and disaffection he increasingly feels. Riley captures very precisely Curtis's weird stage affect, swinging his arms between choruses in a frenzied, spasmodic way that looks not unlike the epileptic seizures that sometimes felled him on stage. Those seizures would come with increasing frequency as Joy Division's fame grew, and as the singer got caught up in the stress of an affair. Pressures mounted, and Curtis, for whom alienation had become more than just a punk pose by that point, ended up hanging himself on the eve of what was to be Joy Division's first American tour. He had always wanted to escape Manchester, and perhaps the saddest thing in Control is that the film makes it clear that he was about to. I'm Bob Mundello.